Hey everybody, this is Paul Colligan, and it's episode 31 of the Thinking Out Loud podcast. I'm in the car driving downtown to a quick appointment. Thought we'd record an episode. The earbuds I'm using are my wooden ones, and so they are about the $30 range. Not the best fidelity in the world by any means, but better than what we've done in the past. We'll do what we can to fix these things in post. I want to chat about the internet as platform, because we're in a really, really interesting place that I think is worth exploring. About 2 years ago or so, I grabbed an Android phone, and I spent 14 days, the trial period that T-Mobile was allowing, and I did a trial test, and I ran, you know, GPS, email, and calendar, and everything in the Android world, and it was perfectly acceptable. It was perfectly fine. There was nothing wrong with it, but it wasn't elegant. And iOS is elegant, and you know what Apple has done, what Apple's made possible is pretty special. And so I decided to stick with that. And you know, I have that luxury, I have that ability, and it's kind of how I roll and what I do. But let's talk pure functionality. Let's get out of the elegance. You know, what is the internet right now? Well, the internet is, email. The internet is, let's admit it, Facebook. The internet is Amazon, you know, the internet, our web services like Evernote and Google Calendars and that type of thing. The internet is certainly podcasts. The internet is all these things that really are platform independent. You can get Evernote on the iPhone. You can get Evernote on the Android. I'm pretty sure you can even get it on the Windows phone system now. Facebook the same way, Twitter the same way, text messaging the same way. All these things are there. And that's the power of the internet. You know, if the iPhone, for instance, had a proprietary email and I could only email other iPhone users, you know, I'd be running away screaming. I need access to the world, and the devices today give us access to that. And what becomes interesting is, you know, well, let's start to look at prices. An iPad, $500. A 10-inch Android device, you can get $200. If you discount around, you can get in the under $100 range. You know, I was at Costco yesterday, and one of the Samsung devices was, I think, $197 or something with a built-in rebate, a fine little tablet. The Kindle Fire, a great tablet. I actually bought one of the Barnes & Noble Nooks. That's a great tablet. You know, phones the same way. I was looking to extend out my family plan a little bit, get my mom a smartphone, and there was a $150 Android phone, you know, and that's the buyout price, not the down payment with the monthly fees. You know, that was the buyout price, and for her purposes, it would be great. You know, I was, this weekend I was talking to a friend whose college son, you know, has one of those Nokia Microsoft phones with a 41 megapixel picture and a camera, and that seems annoying, but the fact of the matter is, I could, you know, take a picture of whatever I want and then fix it all in the studio later. That's where we're at. Those are the opportunities that were there. So what does this have to do with anything? Well, I need to, and I recommend that you do the same, I need to stop thinking in terms of platform being the device where we watch this stuff. And you need to start thinking about the platform as the services that we utilize for this stuff. And let me give you an analogy. You know, there's almost a religious war of you know, iPhone versus Android versus BlackBerry. But it's funny, you know, you don't hear people going, well, I have a Sony TV set, you know, versus I have a JVC versus I have a Vizio. You know, no, they're talking about Game of Thrones. They're talking about Mad Men. They're talking about The Walking Dead. You know, Blu-ray players, you know, I don't even think I know. Oh, yeah, it's a Sony. You know, I know what kind of Blu-ray player I have, but my family sure as heck couldn't identify it. You know why? Because it's not the platform that comes on. It's the Blu-ray discs that we play on it, you know. And it's not, you know, Redbox brings us a Blu-ray disc. Amazon might bring us a Blu-ray disc. Or I might decide to just, you know, get around the Blu-ray disc by doing the whole, you know, video on demand thing. You know, Amazon, Netflix is everywhere. Netflix is ubiquitous. Nobody talks about the Netflix experience on iOS versus something else. They talk about Netflix, you know, podcasting. You know, here I am loving Apple and all things podcasting. I don't even use their podcast client. I use the Pocket Cast client that works great on the iPad as it does, I'm sorry, on Android as it does everything else. And so from a nerd practicality standpoint, focusing on the platform versus the platform really is a good practice. But when I deal with my customers, when I deal with my clients, if I get rid of all the things that divide us, if I get rid of, you know, iPhone versus Android, just here's my show. You can get my show on whatever device you've got. You know, you can buy my book in any store you want to. You can buy a paper version, you can buy the digital version, you can buy whatever you want. If I get rid of Kindle, you know, buy me on, you know, read me on any device. Hate Amazon, fine. Read me on Kobo or read me on Barnes & Noble, whatever you want to do. Just make yourself available. Get rid of the platforms and I think you're going to be in a better place. Hope this made sense to you. Hope this could be a benefit to you. This is the Thinking Out Loud show where I think out loud. paulcolligan.com/thinkingoutloud. Love a review in the iTunes store if you got one in you. If not, I'll see you at episode 32. Bye.